And I'm joined in the studio now by a very lovely, beautiful young family. I'm going to call you that. Led here by Mummy, and we have the two girls as well. Good morning, first of all, to Elsa Bridger.
Good morning, Neil.
How's things this morning?
Yeah, good. Very excited
today. Would you like to introduce these lovely two young ladies here?
I've got Felicity and Sophie, my lovely daughters.
Excellent, because they play a very crucial part in what we're going to be talking about this morning.
They do,
because let me just set the scene a little bit. You're a writer, a children's writer here, yes. Based locally in Redhill,
yep.
And you've come out with a new book, which has just been released, hasn't it?
It has. Well, it's on pre-order, and it'll be on general sale on the 5th of December.
Now, tell us a little bit about the story and how that came about.
Okay, well, the series is called The Magic Book, and the first one, which is being released, is called... Do you want to announce it, girls? No, they've gone really shy. Saving the Fairies of Serenia. And I started writing it about 4 years ago. The girls were very unconfident at their infant school, and I thought, what if I could come up with a story that made the school maybe seem a little bit more mysterious and exciting? They've always loved fairies, so that's where it all began. And it's all wrapped around a magic book.
It's a story based around how they're drawn into a battle of strength and wit against the Wicked One to save not just Serenia, the home of the fairies, but Earth too.
Yes, a lot of
tension. This is very dramatic.
It is, yes. Everything ends up riding on the girls. You know, it's down to them to save Serenia. Serenia and Earth are linked. So Serenia's like the fairy world. And everything that, you know, they work in Serenia and look after everything there. But it's all starting to go wrong. The Wicked One has got plans to build the kingdom as they want. And so the fairies need some help.
Now, you've gone on to a second story, because it's an exciting part, isn't it?
Yes.
This is another one in the Magic Book series. It's called Mermaid Secrets.
Oh, yes. I haven't mentioned about that, really, with with their friends. Yes, the girls, after this one, said, you've got to write another one. And it's interestingly, start off, we were sitting a day out, Eastbourne.
At the seaside.
Yes, at Eastbourne Beach. And I think it was Barry, my husband, and one of the girls went off to get an ice cream. And it was Sophie that said, Felicity said, Mum, make up a story. So I started to make up a story of they meet some mermaids and have another adventure with the book. And they asked me to carry on writing when I got home, which I did.
It sounds absolutely a wonderful, wonderful story. Felicity, you make a hasty decision to dash into the waves after sighting of what she believed to be a mermaid. A short while later, with an unforeseen and dramatic turn of events, both girls find themselves once more in the thick of action with a difference. It sounds great.
I must also mention that my mum's worked tirelessly on the pictures for the book. There's about 40 coloured pictures for each one, which she's painstakingly worked at. So I must give a big thank you out to her and my brother, IT Man, who never would have happened without his support. So,
well, we always have an IT man, so
yeah,
good for them.
We've got to have one, yes. And Coralie Medcalf, who has edited it all, so she's done a brilliant job at getting us all there.
So do you think there are going to be any more books in this series?
I think so. The mermaid one, they liked it so much that
she started another one.
Yes.
Ooh, top news, hot off the press.
So that's called Mermaid Secrets and Lies. So there's yet more to find out under the waves. But yes, I did try and go to sleep. I'm trying to focus on just getting these out. It's all completely new to me, doing ebooks and the formatting and everything else. And I'm trying not to think, because once a story starts forming in my mind, it's really hard not to, you know, you need to write it down. And it was about 10 o'clock at night, an idea came. So I've done about a page and a half of the fourth one, but I'm not telling the girls anything about that yet.
This is secrets. The mermaids return, I presume.
Oh, it might not be mermaids this time. There might be a slightly different twist, but it starts at a fast pace on the fourth one.
We can't wait.
It starts, dives straight in with drama, yeah. So.
Mummy can't decide what the theme's going to be.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yes, Andy. I know, because I was trying to get them to sleep.
Elsa, tell us how people can obtain the books.
Yeah, well, I've gone through a distributor, online distributor called Smashwords, and they basically changed the format, so it should be, you should be able to get it on most of your major books, say like iBooks, Kobo. So you can either go in via Smashwords and find me that way, or if you search my name on your usual iBooks stores or your Kobo, all the main ones are there. The only one that I've got to change the formatting for that I'm working on right now is Amazon. It's still available for Kindle, but you can't purchase it from Amazon at the moment, but I'm hoping to get that done by the end of the week.
And you have a website as well?
I do, yes. You can. The easiest way to find it is either through Smashwords, type in my name and it'll bring all the links in for that, or my website is Books by Elsa Bridger. If you Google that, I'll be on there. Or I've got a Facebook page, so you can get me, all the links are on there as well. So, or you can email me if you've got anything you'd like to write in or send pictures in, and that's booksbyelsabridger@gmail.com.
That's fantastic. Sophie, Felicity and Elsa Bridger, thank you very much for joining us here on Susie Radio 103.4.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.